AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Baltimore police today released videos showing the arrest of a man who died of a severe spinal injury suffered during police custody. Six officers have been suspended, but investigators say they still don't know how it happened. Police Commissioner Anthony Batts says an investigation will attempt to answer questions about how 25-year-old Freddie Gray died.
Was there any evidence of a use of force? Was there a tasing that took place out there? Did the body show any use of force of tasing? Was there any broken bones on Mr. Gray?
An autopsy reveals Gray suffered a significant spinal injury that led to his death. How he suffered that injury is still unknown. Lawyers say the Tulsa County Sheriff's Office violated internal policies related to the training of a volunteer deputy who fatally shot a man during a sting operation in Oklahoma. The attorney for a Detroit man beaten by police is applauding a county prosecutor's decision to charge a suburban police officer with beating his client during a traffic stop.
The black man was again victimized by white officers, and today that black man stands free, and the white officer is going to have to account for his wrongdoing.
A judge has found that a Chicago police detective is not guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the shooting death of an unarmed woman. A Utah woman gets up to life in prison in the deaths of six newborns whose bodies were found in a garage. A gold bar stolen in an armored truck robbery in North Carolina has been recovered by the FBI in South Florida. The 26-pound bar is worth up to $500,000. And officials in Iowa say bird flu virus has been found at a farm. Up to 5.3 million chickens must be killed. The Pentagon is sending the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt to waters off Yemen.
In recent days, the U.S. Navy has increased its presence in the area as a result of the current instability in Yemen.
Colonel Steve Warren, the Pentagon spokesman, says the TR will join other American warships that are preparing to intercept any Iranian vessels carrying weapons to the rebels in Yemen. Lawmakers quarreled today over Medicare taxes and almost $40 billion in unrequested money for overseas warfighting as House and Senate negotiators kicked off work on a Republican budget blueprint for next year and beyond. The nation's largest trucking industry group wants the government to get moving on a rule requiring speed limiters on big rigs. Stocks soared after getting a boost from some good first quarter earnings today, the Dow up 209 points. I'm Ross Simpson.